Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MLS Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
It's finished at Sunderland. Manchester United have done all they can. That Rooney goal was enough for the 3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Oh my goodness, soccer is back, not just in North America, Nick, but across the globe. And what I mean when I say across the globe, I ultimately mean over in, what's that country called? Or continent? Shit. Oh man, it's been a long, day. Europe. Yeah, Europe, right? That's it. All right, we got a busy week 26 in the MLS, Major League Soccer, folks. So the first game on the slate, Nick, is the LA Galaxy hosting the Seattle Sounders. The Galaxy are at home favorites, plus 100 Sounders, plus 245 underdogs, plus 260 the draw, over under split 2.5 to 3, leading more towards the over. Nick, Seattle.
I'm not even going to say their name.
You're right. That's City in Washington, the state. They're fighting for a playoff spot, man.
I'm done with the Sounders.
Fuck Seattle.
Why? I don't know why I keep going back to the well with them. Yeah. I don't know when I'll learn. I don't know. I tried to be sharp and I tried to be smart and I tried to be like, you know what? They are a good team and they're at home against a struggling Salt Lake side and they are going to win this game.
This calls for a fuck you, Marcel.
Garbage. So I'm just going to give you my pick right now for this game. It's LA Galaxy Moneyline. Minus 115.
Doesn't matter.
That's it. No, that's it. You know what? A Galaxy looked really good at home last game. I know they played Vancouver, but they look good. They finally found the net, finally got in a little bit of a rhythm here. You know, Chicharito on the penalty. So I don't know. I'm not playing the Sounders anymore. I don't trust them. I don't believe them. Just give me the Galaxy at home.
Nothing else matters, but
no.
Whoever's playing the Seattle Sounders, clearly. I'm with you. I don't like the Sounders either. They piss me off. They've lost their previous four away matches. The Galaxy have scored 2+ in their last 5 home matches. So I like the Galaxy team total over 1.5 at minus 120. I also think this game... I already know Seattle's going to find a way to screw this up. I like the over at 2.5 at minus 150. Seattle are somehow going to lay a goose egg and really take away this bet for me. I just know it. I mean, Galaxy play with a 4-4-2. They have Chicharito. Everyone knows who Chicharito is. You know, I like Jovalic to compliment him. But, I mean, the Sounders, much of their offense, you know, in their 4-2-3 run runs through Ladero, Jordan Morris, and Christian Rodon, but it just has.
They should score. They should find a net on the road against Galaxy. Yeah, I mean, Galaxy's defense has been bad. The Sounders, I think, have scored in 5 straight games. So, I mean, they're like you said, they're fighting for a playoff spot. So if they get behind, they're going to press. They're going to try to at least salvage a point, which is going to either open them up on a counterattack, or they're going to have some success attacking.
Exactly. So I'm taking Galaxy team total over 1.5 at -118 and potentially the over at 2.5 at -150. The next one, that's the only game on Friday night. The next one is entering Saturday slate of MLS games. And folks, remember, MLS is usually in the evening, the late afternoon on Saturdays and Sundays. So once you're done with your European soccer, there still is soccer, except it's here in the United States, which means it's that much better. No, I'm just kidding. It is pretty. It's gotten a lot better though over the years, Nick. I will
definitely
say,
definitely.
But yeah, so we have the Red Bulls hosting FC Cincinnati. The Red Bulls -110 favorites at home. FC Cincinnati +285 underdogs, +260 is the draw. Over under is at 2.5 to 3. Split even money at that 2.5 to 3 over under. Dude, the Red Bulls look lost. I don't know.
I don't know what to make of them anymore.
What the hell is happening to the New York Red Bulls? And they, like, I thought for sure they'd be a lock for like third, maybe second place in the Eastern Conference, but now, like, I don't trust them to win a game again.
They lost to Orlando last week in giving up 3 shots. Orlando had 3 shots that game, 1 on goal with an XG of 0.17, and they lost.
Terrible.
I don't. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I don't know what to make of them anymore.
Dude, I mean, FC Cincinnati have 1 loss since May, and they have the second leading goal scorer in the league. Go ahead.
Yeah, my pick for this game is Cincinnati +1. At -140, I'm gonna roll with that with the team that's playing better football right now. 100%. They're, you know, they haven't been great, but you know, they tie Atlanta at home, they beat the Union at home, they tie Miami on the road, and we know Miami's a tough team to play at home. They tied Nashville at home, so I mean, with the way the Red Bulls are playing, getting 1 goal with Cincinnati, I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree. I think Cincinnati can definitely go into New York and beat them. I'm taking both teams to score at -150. I just think, you know, the Red Bulls will concede a goal to FC Cincinnati, and I don't think the Red Bulls are going to be shut out at home. So I like that. Cincinnati play 5 at the back. And to be honest, it's been pretty productive, man. They've given up, you know, they did give up 2 goals to Atlanta, but they have 2 strikers, you know, which allows, I think Brenner is such a great complement to Brandon Vasquez up top. And so, yeah, you don't really see many teams playing a 5 back, but I think it really allows for Brenner and Vasquez to like really understand their roles up top, just because, you know, when you have 5 in the back, it ultimately allows for, you know, the three midfielders and then the 2 forwards to pretty much not play defense. I'm not saying that's what happens, but you know, you have 5 in the back, your outside backs are always expected to get back regardless of, you know, the formation. So even if it's a 5 back and then you have 3 center backs, like there's always going to be someone back there. It just really allows for the offense to take a form of its own. However, I do think what is happening to FC Cincinnati, especially with their 5 back, is their outside backs can maybe get up a little too far and caught in possession. And then it's basically, you know, it could be a numbers advantage if you have like a 4-on-3 against those 3 probably slow center backs. So, yeah, the next one is my team from the North, CF Montreal. Hosting the New England Revolution. Montreal are -105 favorites. The Revolution +260 underdogs, +265 is the draw, over under 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the under. I thought this was the hardest game to cap, Nick, to be honest. Montreal are my team from the North. They haven't lost in 6 games. The Revolution are riding a 4-game unbeaten streak as well, and they've won 2 in a row. Montreal have scored 2 goals or more in their last 3 matches, but the story really is the Revolution have not conceded a goal in their previous 4 matches. So I hate them doing this. I'm going to take 2 bets, taking the over 2.5 at -140. But I'm taking the Revolution at double chance, meaning as long as they win or draw, I win money at -115. You know, I love Montreal. I think Montreal is going to be a great playoff team and have been sneaky good and have won me some really decent money. But I just think they're going to overlook the Revolution at home this week.
I like that. I like that look. I'm going with both teams to score and over 2.5 at -110.
Nice.
Montreal are able to score. They haven't lost their last 6 matches. You said that. At home, they've played 12 games and have scored 20 goals. They've also conceded 16 goals at home. The Revolution have been playing great defensively. Like you said, they have not allowed a goal their past 4 matches. But on the road, they're conceding almost 2 goals a game. I don't see them keeping Montreal off the sheet at home, but I do think New England win this game with the way they've been playing, so they're going to have to score 2 if they want. I'm seeing a 2-1, 2-2 type game in this one, so give me both teams to score over 2.5 at -110.
I like that. I like that. Nick, the next one, DC United hosting the Philadelphia Union. Speaking of DC United, they are about to kick off against LAFC here in a couple of minutes. DC United are the +195 home underdogs. The Union are +135 home, or excuse me, I'm getting them all mixed up, away favorites. The draw +235, over under split 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the under. Nick, I'm saying it now on this podcast, the Union will win the Eastern Conference. You heard it here first. No other streaming media outlet that I am aware of. Granted, I only listen to TikTok and Snapchat, or listen to, yeah, those two, have said otherwise. No, I'm a little older than that. I'm taking the Union draw no bet at -135. The Union are only averaging 1 goal conceded on the road this season, and DC are averaging 1.54 goals at home. Last time these teams met, I think we all faintly remember, DC lost to the Union in Philadelphia 7-0. So Union draw no bet -135.
Yeah, I'm on the same play. I was actually shocked when I looked at the lines to see the Union not favorites in this match. I was thinking to myself, okay, what can I get? What am I going to get the Union at here? Like draw no bet. That was like, as soon as I looked at the matchup, I was like, yep, yeah, I want the Union in this one, draw no bet, but it's probably going to be like -150. And when I saw it was plus money, I was like, all right, what am I missing here? Like, does no one remember the onslaught of 7 goals that the Union put up last time they met? I mean, nothing's changed other than their manager, but I mean, he's not playing. I mean, he can only coach. So I'm confused on the line. It really had me digging, second guessing myself, but I'm going with the Union, draw no bet. My book has it at +120, but you know, if you find it anything better than that, like hammer it.
You have the Union +120 right now?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Draw no bet, +120, yeah.
Are you kidding me? I have the Union -135 for the draw no bet.
Yeah, I have +120. That draw no bet, Union.
Take that.
Yeah, I'm hammering it.
Such a smart play. Okay. Yeah,
they have FC Dallas draw no bet -145. I think they have the lines mixed up on this book, honestly.
Dude, take it. Yeah. Well, because FC Dallas play the Union tomorrow. We were talking DC United. Is that what you're maybe looking at?
What am I looking at here?
The Union play FC Dallas tomorrow.
No, I'm looking at
the book's messed
Union,
up.
Union.
DC United?
DC United and Union. Draw no bet +120.
Dude, oh my gosh. Yes, take that.
I know.
Okay. Well, Nick has found a loophole in the system.
and a little offshore book.
We'll be will be investing his entire life savings into the Union Draw No Bet. That seems like a good place to take a quick break, Nick, to hear from some of our sponsors. Thinking of joining WinBet? Now is the perfect time for new customers who bet $100, get a $100 free bet. If you're betting baseball, you have to check out WinBet. Their reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to bet MLB. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Win also just released their first quarterback with 5 TD prop bets. So there's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. Offers subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. You also might be asking yourself, what is Odds Traders? Odds Traders is the place to compare odds from all major sportsbooks. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. Go to oddstraders.com/bluewire. Odds Traders, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, Nick, we are back, and we have Inter-Miami hosting your team from the north, Toronto FC. Inter-Miami are the at-home favorites, minus 105. Toronto, plus 270 underdogs, plus 265 is the draw. Over-under 2.5 to 3, leading more towards the over. I'll let you take this one away, Nick, and tell me your thoughts on Toronto-Inter.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. I think this is going to be a great match. I'm going both teams to score over 2.5 at minus 130. We know that Inter are good at home, but they concede a ton at home. They're conceding almost 2 goals a game at home, but they're also scoring 2 goals a game at home. Their home games are averaging almost 4 goals a game. And with the way, you know, Toronto's been playing and scoring goals, 3 goals last week, 4 goals a week before that. I think this one could be back and forth, goals galore. So I like the both teams to score over 2.5 at minus 130.
Yep. I 100% agree. And you've kind of got me thinking all about Toronto. Both teams to score looks good. The over 2.5 right now at minus 140. I'm also like Toronto draw no bet at plus 180. Like, what are we doing here? Let's figure this out, because
yeah, I was thinking that for like them, the money line or the draw no bet for the cheeky lay, honestly. But like Miami at home, just for some reason, they just play different at home. They just don't lose at home.
Right.
I don't know what it is. So it's like, yeah, it's just tough, give me man. The goals. Just give me the goals.
Take the over and run.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do it, Shia LaBeouf. Next up, we have Minnesota United hosting my Austin FC. Minnesota United are at-home favorites, plus 110. Austin FC, plus 230. The draw, plus 255. Over-under, 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the over. This lean is going to move to 3. I guarantee it. The books are generous early in the week, at 2.5 to 3. I have no doubt in my mind that Minnesota United Austin FC line will move to 3. So get the 2.5 while you still can. Once you listen to this podcast, jump right to myself saying Austin FC and listen up, folks. Over the last 8 games, Minnesota are averaging 2.63 goals per game, and Austin has even one-upped them at 2.75 goals per game over their last 8. Austin have lost once since May and have scored at least 1 goal in their previous 12 away matches. Minnesota have also scored 2 goals or more at home in a row. Austin have won 8 of their 13 away matches and have scored in their last 15 matches and have been undefeated in their last 6. So both teams' score is a little too high for me right now. So I do like the over 2.5 at minus 140. If you're risky and you understand that Austin is the team that you want to bet on the road almost every week, because you, even if they lose, they're going to lose some weeks when they win, and they've been winning consistently on the road, more so than they have been at home, you will win some money. They're plus 145 at draw no bet.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get over 2.5 at 140 or better, I would take that. I mean, I have my book has over 3 at -130. So that's my pick for this one. I think it's a good push potential pick. I could see just 3 goals, but I don't see anything less than 3. I would be surprised. Even though with the way St. Clair played last game on the road against Nashville, he was absolutely lights out. Pretty much won that game for Minnesota United. But Austin just is another team that just seems to find a way. You know,
Austin is not Nashville.
If they're down 2 goals, if they're down 3 goals, it's just like somehow they just manage to find a way. But they are conceding goals as well. They got 7 clean sheets on the season. They're conceding 1.4 goals a game this season, but they're scoring over 2 goals a game. So I don't think Minnesota gets shut out at home. And I think Austin's a better team in this one, and I think it's going to be a great game.
I like that Switzerland answer. Next up, we have the Colorado Rapids hosting the Houston Dynamo. Rapids, -120 favorites at home, +300 Houston Dynamo away underdogs, +275 the draw, over under 3, leading more towards the under. What are your thoughts on the Rapids Dynamo game?
Yeah, I'm going Colorado money line or -0.5 a goal at -135. Colorado needs 3 points. Fighting for a playoff spot here. They're both really fighting for a playoff spot, but I think Colorado's coming into this match in a little better form. They're unbeaten in their last 4 home games. Houston have not kept a clean sheet in their last 9 matches and have also lost their last 4 matches. So give me Colorado at home. They're coming off a draw against a very tough Columbus team at home, which they hung with them all game. So I think this is going to be a little easier match for them in the altitude. So, yeah, I like Colorado at home.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. The Dynamo haven't won a road game this season. So there's no way I'm backing the Dynamo whatsoever. I don't even trust the over-under at this point. And it's at 3. So unless the Rapids score 3 goals, which, I mean, you know, they very well could. I think the Rapids will score. So I'm taking the Rapids team total over 1.5 at -145. I just think the Dynamo are terrible. And the Rapids, you know, they're at home. I hate doing the whole, you know, at home favorites, you know, should be favored more. The Rapids, and I truly believe Salt Lake, it's a different environment when you play soccer at altitude. I grew up in Denver, you know, so I got used to it. Just from, you know, going from to living in Texas and then back to Colorado, it takes you a couple days, and I am not a professional athlete. So it's probably a little bit easier for them. Yeah. I would like to think, but
I mean, Colorado's second best team at home this season. And that's for a reason. They've only lost 2 games in 13 matches, and you know, it's not by accident.
And the Dynamo have not showed us any source of life. So, speaking of Real Salt Lake, they are hosting the Vancouver Whitecaps. Salt Lake -135 favorites, +350 Whitecaps, +285 the draw, over under 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the over. Salt Lake have been honestly pretty bad. They've only been averaging 0.75 points per game over their last 8. They have 1 win since June, and that was against Sporting Kansas City. So I mean, but Vancouver are not
and last
that much,
week,
yeah,
against
yeah.
freaking Sounders.
Yeah, sorry, forgot that one. I thought we weren't mentioning them anymore.
Oh, God.
Vancouver are allowing 2.23 goals per game on the road this year. So I think, you know, Salt Lake can get it done at home. I'm taking both teams to score, though, at -150. Vancouver has scored in each of their last 8 matches, and 10 of their 13 away matches they have scored, as well as their previous 5 in a row. And I just don't think Salt Lake are going to be shut out at home.
No, they're definitely not going to be shut out at home. I'm going over 2.5 at -130. Really, all I think – I mean, I think Salt Lake could score 3 themselves. That's why I like the over. They've been good defensively at home. Actually, they're conceding less than a goal a game at home. But Vancouver have scored, they're averaging one goal a game on the road. So really I'm banking on Salt Lake coming off the big win on the road for Seattle to come at home and really dominate this match and have a chance of putting up three. But Vancouver can score. I mean, they scored two on the road last week against Galaxy, but they haven't kept a clean sheet in eight matches. And Salt Lake have actually scored eight goals in their last five matches. So I think goals are going to come over 2.5 for me in this one.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I will definitely be hammering the over as well. I'll take a quick break, Nick, to hear from some of our sponsors. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to fantasy pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. Hop in now to reserve your spot. $500 cash plus $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store to the winner. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for mine. They just passed 4 million users, and now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. With the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. The main reason I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms for details. Nick, we are back. Currently, LAFC and DC United have kicked off. We have not yet filmed or recorded while an MLS game is taking place. So if you hear me take a weird pause or shout, it's probably because something's happening that I deeply, deeply care about in this LAFC-DC United game. But speaking of LAFC, San Jose hosts LAFC. San Jose at home underdogs, plus 225, LAFC plus 105, the draw plus 280, over under split between 3, 3.5, leaning more towards the under. I mean, dude, how can you not take LAFC on the money line at plus money? LAFC have won outright 8 of their last 9. The Earthquakes have lost outright in 4 of their last 6. The total is too high for me, around 3, 3.5. I don't like that. I think both teams to score is potential, but not at minus 200. So LAFC have won their last 3 away matches, and 75% of their goals conceded occur in the second half. So, you know, if it's 3-0, San Jose may come back and get the betters for the minus 200 on both teams to score. I'm taking LAFC on the money line, regardless. Plus 105. Give me that all day.
Yeah, I'm on the same play. Give me the best team in MLS right now, money line. Don't really care where they're playing. San Jose have not kept a clean sheet in 11 matches. They haven't won a match in their last 7. So, yeah, I'm taking LAFC money line. I'm also going to watch this game for possible live play. I'd like to get the over if I could get LAFC's like team total over 1.5 or like over 3. In this game, I'd like to lean one of those if I can get good juice, probably around like 140 or better. Nice. But yeah, I'm going to be definitely watching this game for some live plays.
Hell yeah. We move into Sunday slate of games. First off, we have Columbus hosting Atlanta United. Columbus are the home favorites, minus 105. Atlanta, plus 280 underdogs. Plus 255 is the draw, over under split, 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the under. A really perplexing matchup. Columbus are not a team you want to face when they're at home. You know, Nick, I've been on the Columbus the entire existence of this pod, and they have one loss since May to my team up north, Montreal. I guess this is a team in the middle of fucking nowhere, Columbus, Ohio. granted, Atlanta haven't lost in their previous three, but only one of those was a victory. So I don't like the over. Columbus has failed to score in five of their 12 home matches. That's just not good, especially at home. But on the other hand, 71% of Atlanta matches have had over 2.5 goals. And I feel like I say that on every pod just because, you know, I'm like Atlanta, over, over, over. Atlanta, though, don't have a lot to play for as they sit in 13th place. I think Columbus has everything to play for after earning, you know, a draw at Colorado. So I'm taking Columbus on the money line at minus 105.
Yeah. Minus 105. Wow. That's a really good number. My book has it at minus 120. I would love minus 105, honestly.
Yeah. Now it's minus 110. I forget.
It's just going up as we're talking about
it. It's going up. They hear us. Yeah. They know what we're talking about.
I was on both two plays, Columbus money line, and then also both teams to score. But the more I look at both teams to score, I just keep talking myself off of it, even though I think Atlanta can definitely score. But they've been bad on the road. They've scored less than a goal a game. They only have one road win. They're conceding almost two goals a game on the road. And Columbus, like you said, they have a lot more to play for than Atlanta does. And Columbus are actually conceding less than a goal a game at home. So I think I'm going to go with the money line as well. I just think, like you said, they have more to play for. They've looked really good ever since, you know, Cucho's kind of joined. He'll probably score. That's all he does.
That's all he does.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that money line play.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I had a quick question for you, Nick. Have you ever heard of DN?
DN?
These nuts.
Oh, my God.
Got him!
Zinger!
I gotta go.
Oh, I was waiting for that.
I'm now retiring from podcasts, so it was a fun run. We had a great run. You know, it was really nice getting to know you.
Have fun in Seattle.
Thank you for our listeners. I will never visit Seattle ever. So,
oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
My cousin lives there. She always tries to get me to come out. My cousin lives there. I'm like, absolutely not.
Seattle Sounders game.
Absolutely not.
Chicago hosting New York City FC. Chicago at home favorites, plus 145, plus 180, New York City FC. As the underdogs, plus 235 is the draw. Over under split 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the under. Dude, the fire crashed and burned literally against the Union on the road. All these damn puns. I'm so funny. But that doesn't mean their season's over. They had won four of their previous five matchups outright before Saturday's game against the Union. Man, I don't. New York City FC were, along with the Red Bulls, a team that I could just bandwagon for some wins and some easy, easy money. I like the over 2.5 if you can find it at a decent price. However, the Fire haven't conceded a goal at home in their previous three matches. So 76% of the Fire's conceded goals have occurred on the road, meaning that they're not allowing a lot of goals at home. So I'm willing to take over 2.5 at minus 130. I think both teams will be able to score. I'm also willing to get back on the New York City FC bandwagon, John Obedet, plus money. No, you don't like that? No. Why?
I've said this for three straight podcasts. I'm going to say it for a fourth. No Castellanos, no NYC FC. I'm taking Chicago, John Obedet at home, minus 120.
All right.
I mean,
it's convinced me.
Until they prove me wrong. Three in a row now. I've gone against them and have won every single time. Let's do it again. We'll do it again.
All right, let's take one last break, Nick, to hear from our sponsors. Do you like drinking coffee in the morning? Because I am addicted. Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. Trade Coffee will send you freshly roasted beans from 60 of the country's best craft roasters. Those small businesses who pay farmers fair prices to sustainably source the greatest beans from around the world. Whether your friends call you a coffee snob, or you just know it when coffee tastes really perfect, Trade's real coffee experts personally taste test over 450 roasts so they know exactly what to recommend for you. Because the truth is, what I like and what you like could be totally different, and it probably is. You will like a selection of specific coffees that are different from anyone else. Just answer a couple questions. You'll get your own personalized variety of coffees delivered fresh to you as often as you'd like. Trade delivers a bag of freshly roasted coffee as whole beans or ground for however you brew it at home. And they guarantee you'll love it your first order or they'll replace it for free. Trade has delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee. I drink 2 cups of coffee. That's 20 days of coffee, 20 times 2, for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. All right. If you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet, it can be really stressful when something unexpected and an unexpected expense comes up. Now, Dave can help you get out of that with a pinch when you really need it. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So, if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Future you will thank you. All right, Nick, we are back and we have 3 games left to cap. Next up, we have Orlando City away at Charlotte. Charlotte is the plus home favorites of plus 125. Orlando City plus 215 underdogs. The draw plus 240. Over under split 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the under. Neither of these teams are in form. Charlotte has been laying some fat goose eggs left and right. But Orlando City were able to sneak a victory on the road against the Red Bulls. Orlando City have scored in 11 of their 13 away matches, and I don't think Charlotte gets shut out at home. So I'm taking both teams to score at minus 150.
Yeah, this one was tough for me. This is probably the hardest one for me to cap, honestly. I couldn't find any value. I like the both team scores, just too high in my book. So I'm going to go with the over 2.5 at minus 120. Like I said, this one was really hard. So it's definitely not one of my favorite bets. But I just think that both teams are going to score. Both teams, like you said, just are not in form coming into this game. Orlando have scored 7 goals in their last 5 matches. Charlotte have scored almost 2 goals a game at home, but they're not conceding a lot. So I would really just bank on Orlando finding the net and then Charlotte winning like 2-1.
Exactly.
So that's kind of where I'm leaning and how I see this game going.
I'm there with you. Next up, we have Sporting Kansas City hosting Portland. Sporting Kansas City are the at-home favorites, plus 115. Portland, plus 225 underdogs, plus 245. This is a draw, over under 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the over. Nick, Portland finally lost. You know who they lost to? Toronto. Prior to that loss, Portland's last loss came in May. Sporting Kansas City have had a whirlwind the past couple of weeks. You know, they beat the Galaxy at home. Then they probably should have beaten Austin in Austin, blowing a 3-1 lead. I know this guy had something to do with a 3-1 lead being overcame. dude, Sporting Kansas City are a clusterfuck, to say the least. They've allowed a goal in eight of their previous eight home matches. Portland have scored in their previous eight away matches. 77% of Portland's games have seen both teams to score. 77%. So Portland's going to score. Which Sporting Kansas City side shows up? They failed to score in five of their 12 home matches. I think both teams to score is really nice here, but I'm taking Portland draw no bet. I think Portland could potentially go in and get it done at plus 140.
That's an interesting take. I'm going over 2.5 at minus 140. Portland haven't kept a clean sheet in the last six matches. Sporting have scored seven goals in the last five matches. Even though Sporting has just been, they've been bad at home, there hasn't really been a lot of goals in Sporting Kansas City's home matches this season. I just think that, you know, Portland's going to want to come in. They're going to make a statement after that flop last week. I think they bounced back with goals. The last time these teams met earlier this season in May, it was a 7-2 game. Portland won at home. Portland created six big chances in that game, didn't miss one. Sporting Kansas City actually created two big chances on the road, missing one, and held 60% possession. So I think that flipping sides here, I think, you know, Sporting probably hold the possession in this game, maybe dominate a little more, but they're not going to keep Portland off the score sheet. So give me the over 2.5 in this one.
Yeah, I agree. I also am leading more towards the over as well. The final game next Sunday night, week 26, Nashville hosting FC Dallas. Nashville, even money favorites at home. FC Dallas plus 265 underdogs, plus 245 is the draw. Over is at 2.5, leaning more towards the over at minus 120. Dude, Nashville lost to Minnesota United in dramatic fashion at home, but our 2.5 over hit. Dude, what do you make of Dallas? They have three wins in their last six with two draws, only one loss. Most Dallas games, I feel like I look and they're like 1-1, or they win 1-0. Obviously, they played San Jose last week, so that's a tune-up. That's basically playing a, no offense to USL, but that's basically playing a USL squad that is not in an Open Cup matchup. San Jose. And you know what, Nick? Now that I say that, I'm probably about to get roasted because Austin FC almost lost to San Jose. And we only tied them. We only tied them at home.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I like FC Dallas. Double chance, man. Double chance at minus 120. Nashville, dude, I was watching Walker Zimmerman. I wanted to take a baseball bat and just swing at Walker Zimmerman's kneecaps. I know that's really aggressive and brutal, but what bothers me so much, and, you know, granted, I don't know everything. Why is Walker Zimmerman slotted in as a guarantee to be a center back for the United States of America at the upcoming World Cup? I'm not saying he's not going to be a decent center back. He's not going to be, potentially part of the roster. But why are we so fast to put Walker Zimmerman as a shoe-in for center back? I watched him. He was the only person, him and, Dax McCarty. Dax McCarty of Nashville. I was just watching those two, and they butchered that game. It's Minnesota United. You go back and watch, you'll get pissed off at Walker Zimmerman, let me tell you. So if you want to get pumped up about the World Cup, do not watch Nashville versus Minnesota United. So I'm taking FC Dallas double chance at minus 120. Sorry, that was a long rant about Walker Zimmerman.
Get it off your chest. I like it.
I needed it.
I'm going both teams to score minus 140 in this one. I just see a 1-1 draw. Teams, Nashville, half their game at home have been draws. FC Dallas, half their away games have been draws. So I just feel like this has 1-1 written all over it.
It does.
And both teams are going to score. They're, you know, both teams just going to be happy to salvage a point because yep. they're right now in playoff spots, and that's going to be it. And, you know, if one team scores, the other team's going to push super hard to tie because they're not going to want to drop any points. And I just feel like once it's 0-0 or 1-1, that it's just going to kind of, the game's just going to kind of die down.
Yeah, exactly. I 100% agree. I get why the over under is at 2.5 right now. I'm not going to take the over. I have more confidence in FC Dallas scoring than I do Nashville. But that brings us to the end of the podcast, Nick. But you know what that means. The cheeky lay, eh? Where we bring you the most outlandish picks in hopes of becoming a millionaire. Just kidding. Unless you have that type of money to just throw on a couple of MLS games, you probably will not become a millionaire. But while listening to the podcast, I need to make sure I say this right. If someone listening to the podcast hits a cheeky lay with me, because I am betting all of these cheeky lays, folks. If someone else hits it and they can show me a proven winning ticket, I will Cash App Venmo them $50. The fun thing, though, Nick, is I'm not going to put that out on Twitter. So you have to listen to the podcast to know that I even offered that. Only one person, I should say, will win the $50. And it will be random. But if it hits... I'll be playing. Nick will probably be playing. Obviously, I'm not going to send Nick $50, even though he was asking.
And I was going to say, I was going to send you my winning ticket.
Yeah. And believe me, I know what Photoshop looks like. I know what a fake ticket looks like. So anyways, yeah, that'll be fun. I want to get engagement. I want to engage with you guys. I think it'll be fun. We're still looking for our first cheeky lay. Nick, what is, I hope while I was just rambling on, what is your piece of the cheeky lay?
It's going to be Cincinnati.
Damn it.
Bet.
Oh, okay.
Draw no bet at +235.
Dude, before you had said that, I was going to take them on the money line. But someone's not risky enough. No, just kidding.
+235 is plenty risk. draw no bet. Especially I just think that, like we talked about at the beginning of this podcast, I don't know what to make of the Red Bulls anymore right now, but I do know that Cincinnati are playing tough and they can win this game on the road. They need the points. Even 1 point, they'll take it, but they need the points. Fighting for a playoff spot here as we go down the stretch. So I like the draw no bet. I think that's huge juice at +235. I mean, I just think it popped out to me when I saw that game and I was like, that's my cheeky lay play right there.
Hell yeah. All right. I may have to do something that I've yet to do because I don't like picking my team as part of the cheeky lay. So, Nick, I'll leave this up to you, and this could be the deciding factor because I do think FC Cincinnati will not lose that game. Do I take Austin FC on the money line against Minnesota or FC Dallas on the money line? I'm not telling you their odds. I'm just asking which one you think I take.
Wow, that is tough. That one's tough. Here's the thing. I like Minnesota at home better than I like Nashville, but I don't like Dallas.
Over Austin.
I like Austin better.
All right, you decided. We've decided. We know what we're doing. Austin FC on the money line. Oh my goodness. +988.
What is the money line for?
+220. So we have FC Cincinnati. I mean, that's like Austin FC is 100% the best road team in MLS. Granted, we like going down 2 goals or a goal on the road.
I know. And then so somehow so they're pulling down out 2-0.
Don't worry, guys.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Granted, I don't think that'll happen. Minnesota United have a super strong goalkeeper who I absolutely think is going to be a force to be reckoned with for Minnesota down the line. But FC Cincinnati, draw no bet, plus 240. Austin FC on the money line, plus 220 equals plus 988 odds. So I said it once, I'll say it again briefly. If this cheeky lay hits and you can prove to me that you have a winning ticket on Twitter, you will be entered into winning $50 Cash App or Venmo. Nick is my witness. Please follow us at TRods1019 on Twitter. Nick is at Betting the Pitch. We have our own Twitter at MLSSGPN. Feel free to give us a listen on wherever you find your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Leave us a review, comment, engage with us on Twitter. We love hearing from you guys. I know Nick is really getting into props plays. He's kind of the master magician behind props plays. He also writes an article for Sports Gambling Podcast on their website, kind of outlines some of the picks that he provides on the podcast for you guys to read, as well as sometimes additional picks. So give us a follow. Let us know what you think. We have some really cool stuff coming up here in the next week and a half to share with you guys. But Nick, I will send it off to you to literally say bye to the listeners and followers and whatever else you might want to say before we head off.
Goodbye, listeners and followers.
Follow us into the darkness.